Please carry on along the path ahead of you. Primeval, untouched nature undoubtedly influenced the history of these lands. In the distant past, it was as if they had been isolated from great events and dramatic transformations. In the first millennium AD, the Baltic Prussians made their way to Masuria. They were a pagan people who fiercely repelled all endeavors to Christianize them, responding with merciless counterattacks. By the 13th century, their incessant raids drove King Conrad I of Mazovia to bring the Teutonic Knights in order to defend his lands. There were a number of Baltic Prussian tribes. One of them, the Jotvingians, settled in the Aletsko area. In the second half of the 10th century, robust attempts to convert them to Christianity were made by their Polish neighbors, predominantly in the form of bloody crusades. Finally, the Jotvingians surrendered and the tribe was subjugated by the Teutonic Knights. In a moment, you'll be passing a wooden house on the left. It's known as the Masurian Cottage, and it currently houses a cafe. It was built during the interwar years, and its interior reflects the traditional style of a Masurian village home.